Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Live with Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I'm happy to be back here on the radio, ready to talk to you about the Word of God. Well, today we have back with us, if you was listening to us on Saturday, me and my dear friend Mark Brockington from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we was talking about destiny. And we had such a good time until we was not able to finish. So tonight we're here to finish the topic on destiny and purpose. Now let me just say that the word destiny means to be predetermined to happen. There are some things in your life that God has destined for it to happen. And I believe, according to the word of God, as the scripture says, Jesus told them in Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. And then he says, though it tarry, wait for it, for it should not lie, but it shall speak for itself. So today we're going to talk a little bit about purpose and destiny. Well, let me just welcome my dear friend all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Apostle Mark Brockington. How you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Blessings, good brother. Thank you so much again for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Now, when we was on the radio on Saturday, you was reading 1 Samuel chapter 16. I believe you stopped at verse number 7.
Yes, I did. And
so,
go on, listen. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So what I want us to do is I want us to, you know, if we can pick up where we left off, and then, of course, as the Lord lead us, we'll talk about more things about destiny. But it was something in that verse that you said last Saturday, and verse number 7, where the Lord told him not to look on his appearance.
Well, in the Old Covenant, and the same thing here, the prophet represents the mouthpiece of the kingdom. They spoke for the kingdom. They spoke for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe the Hebrew word there is Yahweh. Okay? And they was raised up as a mouthpiece for the children of Israel. And so God had raised up another prophet, Samuel. And Saul had disobeyed the word of the Lord. As I said last week, he did part of it, but not all of it. And the kingdom was snatched from him and presented to him to a neighbor. And Samuel was going there to, he has gotten instructions to go anoint a king. And now in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and verse 7, and verse 7 is very profound. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not at his countenance. Let's look at, the sixth verse, Jesse has had 7 sons, and Samuel has prepared to anoint a king. He has the ram horn with him, filled with oil, and he's going to pour that oil, all of that oil, on the kingdom's choice. Now, he looks at one of Jesse's sons. Now, this is the prophet. This is the mouthpiece for the children of Israel, mouthpiece, though, you know, for the kingdom, speaking for Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he takes a look at this one son, and he says, truly, this must be the choice.
Yes.
Let's stop there. let's stop. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost just stopped my feet. I'm walking around my apartment right now. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. Evidently, let me bring it up to this point in time. The boy must look real churchy. This one here. He must look like he's really, really churchy. Now, every time I'm on Facebook, and it never ceases to amaze me, Pastor Morgan, they post a young boy, 5 years old, 6 years old. He's in the pulpit, right? You know what the boy always doing? guess what this boy was always doing? And when I see Pope videos like that, I don't even waste my time looking at them because it's a waste of the Apostle Mark's time. You know what they always post? And it's always a brother, always a youngin', and he's preaching, rearing back, tuning up. Always rearing back. And when I look at that, every time I see it, and you know, I'm looking at different ones, I say, you know, this boy has heard a preacher and mimicking what he saw and heard. As I said last week, having a form of holy Zion, okay? I talked about performance last week, how flesh is on parade. So Samuel takes a look at this son and said, truly, this must be the choice. Truly, this must be the choice of the kingdom. And God has to speak to him. Don't look at how he looks like.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to add, I'm going to say, don't even look like what he sounds like. Don't even look at his method. For man, holy Zion, the church, the called out ones, look at fleshly appearances.
Yes.
But the way of the kingdom, the way of his imperial majesty, the conquering lion, Yeshua, the anointed one, the Messiah, Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh, is looking at the components of that heart.
That's right.
Of that heart. Now, remember, we talked about last week, we talked about the face of destiny and how destiny has a very awkward-looking face. It's not always what we supposed to be. It's not always what we think, what we see, what we perceive. Destiny and purpose can go completely opposite of what we think, see, and perceive. So,
oh, that's right.
Samuel has to, now here's the kick. This really baffled, and this isn't baffling me. The scripture says that the prophet Samuel had the testimony of none of his words fell to the ground. He was a proven prophet. So that lets me know you can be a proven prophet and your eyes can still deceive you.
Come on now. Come on.
You can be
That's
a mature prophet and your eyes can still deceive you. You can be a prophet that's been in the prophetic for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and allow your flesh to
yes.
get in the way of the prophetic. Allow
you
your
know,
flesh. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
And you know, that is true. You know, the Lord told me a while ago, he said, many people are being led by good intentions, but a good intentions will lead them out of the will of God. In other words, he was telling me just because it seems good doesn't mean he told you to do it. And I think this is the problem is a lot of people, as you said, is being led sometimes by what they see, what they hear, and what they perceive, but it's not always God. So you brought a good point out. I like that.
You know, it's not always God. And in the old covenant, when God told the children of Israel not to touch the Ark of the Covenant, remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. David was, you know, had the Ark of the Covenant on the oxen, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly. And the word of the Lord was, do not touch the ark.
That's right.
Don't touch the ark. And they were trying to transport the ark. And the scripture says that the ark, that the oxen had stumbled. And one of David's friends, somebody that he had liked, touched the ark. And the scripture says that he dropped dead. Now, he had good intentions.
That's right.
Good intentions. Oh, the Ark of the Covenant, it's getting ready to fall. Oh, the Ark of the Covenant's getting ready to fall. But he forgot the word of the Lord. The word said, don't touch the Ark.
That's
Now,
right.
he had, oh, y'all got, I got to go with this a little bit here. I got to
go ahead.
With this. When God says don't touch it, that means he don't touch it.
That's what it means.
Okay. This, you know, in our Zion services, flesh is not supposed to take the glory from the kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
That's like touching the ark.
Yes.
That's like touching the ark. When you think you got it all, I'm a bishop. I'm a Zion mother. I can pray through. I'm an elder. I'm a traveling evangelist. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophetess. And I'm a seer. And you get in the way of the kingdom, and the glory is presented to you, and you don't give the glory to the kingdom.
Mm.
You know what the outcome's going to be, right? you know what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah, judgment. Go ahead.
Judgment.
That's right. That's right.
Judgment. Judgment. And the kingdom's going to put a check in you.
That's
and if
right.
it bypasses you, the kingdom will put a check in you by getting your attention, by putting on your wife, your empress that's closer to you, mom and dad, sisters and brothers, and your siblings. Because in the old covenant, if you touch the ark, you die.
Yes.
If you move into a position that you were not supposed to be moving into, you drop dead. Am I
and you know...
Go ahead.
That's right. And you know what? This is, I'm glad you brought that point up, because we got a lot of people that are doing things that God never told them to do. And where we're living in these days and times, and which I always say at my church, the only superstar is Jesus. Now, a lot of people, but the only thing is, a lot of people say that. But they do the opposite. They're trying to bring more attention to themselves by how they sing. Because I remember you mentioned about somebody was singing praise and worship, and they looked like they was at a concert.
I felt like telling them to sit your hides down. That's just what
yeah.
I felt like telling them. Sit your hide down somewhere.
And it's more of some people showing off, other than trying to bring glory to God.
I prayed
and this
today.
Is where a lot of people are missing it. Yes, go ahead.
I prayed today before the broadcast came on. And I said, I'm trusting you. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to put on a show. Why? Because I'm already complete in him.
Yes.
And so because Jesus died, and I didn't have to pray too much for victory, Kenny, but Pastor Morgan, because we got the victory.
That's right.
The conquering lion was born, hung there on the cross, died, shed his blood so we can get the victory. So I don't have to pull and tug real hard. All I have to do is just exercise my trust in the kingdom and flow in what of the anointing, the kingdom wants me to flow it. Now, let's get in this, because it's getting good. I can get really out there. And so we're going to skip down to the 11th verse. We read 7. Let's go down to 11th verse. And Samuel said to Jesse, now he's looked at all these sons, right? Jesse has 7. Mm-hmm. He says, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he went and brought him. Now he was ruddy, with all beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. That means the bull wasn't ugly. The bull wasn't a straggler.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The bull was pleasant to look at. He was cheerful, and also meant that he had a healthy countenance. He had a healthy look. And the Lord said, anoint him, for this is he.
Yes.
And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and he went to Ramah. Now, Last week, I asked the audience, to ask our listening audience, to imagine this now. Samuel has a ram's horn. It is filled to the brim with oil. And he empties that whole ram horn on David's head. Now, I want you to get this. I want you to really get this. And Pastor Morgan, this is for you.
Yes.
The anointing starts with the head.
Yes.
That is the order of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Samuel did not anoint David's feet first, and then his legs, and then and then his chest, and then his armpits, and then his fingers, and then his hands, and then his arms, and then his neck, and then his face. He started with the head.
Yes. That's a good one.
The anointing, the manifestation of the kingdom, always starts with headship.
Yes.
Always starts with headship. Somebody started a conversation on Facebook, an empress, and she wanted to talk about deacons, and she wanted to talk about deaconess and leadership. I told her, I said, well, you know, what you're covering is the apostles has already covered that. That's the apostles' doctrine. That's the apostles' doctrine. You ain't going to look no further. Right?
That's right.
And she's sincere. But the question I must ask myself, are you in a leadership role over the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher? And the answer is no. You hear me?
Oh, yes.
She has good intentions to talk about what a deacon is. Ask what a deacon is, what a deacon is, and what the responsibilities are. But she has not the authority to present that to the conquering lion's body because she is a layman.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
She's not the head. The scripture says that the holy vine is founded upon apostles and prophets, with the conquering lion, his imperial majesty, being the chief cornerstone that holy vine is built upon.
That's right.
Holy vine is not built upon laymen and the laity and somebody sitting in a pew. Hello?
That's right.
It doesn't work that way. So we see here that the anointing starts with, we're talking about destiny and purpose. We're talking about destiny and purpose. With the face of destiny and purpose, that anointing is going to start with the head.
That's right.
And that's why you need to connect to the head. Oh, thank you.
that's good.
You need to connect to the head.
That's
there's
what
a
you
boy, Kenny, there's a boy named, Caucasian. They call him the Philly Jesus. And the boy got delivered off of drugs. He probably was on meth. And he's wearing a white robe, grew a beard, and he around giving hugs out and praying for folks. That looks really nice and really wonderful. But if you ask him, have you ever sat and he's a pastor for 10 years? You know what his answer is going to be?
No.
No. No.
That's right.
So how can you put a robe on, grow a nice beard, and give out hugs and talk about just love everybody, and you haven't sat underneath leadership yet?
Come on now. Oh, that's a good one there.
And everybody, I prayed for him. Me and my empress was up. I prayed for him. I tried to get the mind right. I wanted his mind to get right. He's sincere, but he's sincerely out of order.
Being led by good intentions.
Being led by, the boy got a white robe on, they call him Philly Jesus, white boy, call him Philly Jesus. And I'm concerned about him because he's going to make a shipwreck of himself if he doesn't sit underneath leadership and walk in a relationship where he is accountable. Because
but
you're going to cross snares out there.
That's right, but let me tell you something. You know that that's a lot of people's testimony. And when I say testimony, meaning that there's a lot of people that's trying to be up there but never sat under nobody.
Never
humbled themselves.
Oh, that's the word.
Never humbled themselves under leadership to be able to be taught anything. As one person say, well, ain't nobody going to tell me nothing but God. I don't have to listen to what man said. Well, this is what God put the leader here for. He tells us to submit ourselves.
Submit yourself. A woman wrote that on Facebook, a prophetess, and said, I don't have to listen to man. I listen and listen to straight to Jesus. And she out of order.
That's right.
Because you got to sit in these headship ministry. And then after you sit and be shapen and know how it is to sit and be accountable.
Now, you talk about something. That's right. That's the word. Accountable.
And be accountable. And be accountable.
Yes.
See, when you're not accountable, all this stuff in the flesh shows up. That's why, you know why there's so many homosexual preachers, Brother Morgan? You know why? Because they never sat and was accountable.
Yes, yes.
That pastor never said, you ain't preaching in here, buddy. What's wrong? You gay.
That's right.
You like
that's
men.
Right.
Until
that's
I
right.
see that you have been transformed and you have been, God told Israel, you snakes and vipers, you bring forth fruit worthy of repentance.
Yes.
John the Baptist told Israel, you snakes and you vipers. You bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. He was telling them, talking about the Pharisees. No, y'all think y'all got it like that? No, you need to humble yourself and bring your sin before the kingdom and repent.
Yes.
Okay? And that's why we have all these preachers with problems in their flesh.
Yes.
Because they never sat underneath heads of ministry to be accountable. So that headship can protect them and challenge them and get rid of the stuff that's in the heart that need to be put on the altar.
That's
and
right.
You hear about them a couple of years later, they didn't mess up. You hear them out on TV, you hear their business, you read about it in the paper. Why? Because they ran ahead of the kingdom and never humbled themselves and was accountable.
And you know what? You don't hear too much about telling people to be humble. You know, people think that's a bad word now. You know, but humbleness, you know, my pastor used to always tell me, she used to say, son, whatever you do, if you want God to use you, stay humble.
You better believe it.
You got
that's
to
the,
be
that's
humble.
That's the way of the king.
You got to, and you know, God has order, and which is, in the church today, so many people is out of order. Instead of being in order, we out of order. Because we don't want to sit under no head. And you get the word right there, brother.
They grabbing mics, prophesying in the flesh. Don't know nothing about the prophetic. Don't know nothing about the prophetic order. Not embracing what the apostles taught about the revelation gifts, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, and New Testament gift of prophecy, which is for exhortation, edification, and comfort. The New Testament gift of prophecy from the Holy Ghost is exhortation, edification, and comfort. It don't prophesy doom to you. Not the gift of prophecy. It's for exhortation, edification, and comfort.
That's right.
And they skip by that, and they get one little word from Jah, one word of the Lord, and they run and call themselves prophetess and prophetess and seer this, and never just mess people's lives up, mess, you know, and zeal with not knowledge is destruction. They don't sit. They don't want to come to Sunday school. They don't want to come to weekly Zion Bible study and all that kind of stuff. And all that stuff in the flesh, that orphan spirit comes and it pollutes the anointing, pollutes the kingdom, and it brings, you know, messed up stuff. And holy
yes,
God.
That's
so
right.
See that Samuel anoints David, and that David is the choice of the kingdom. David is young. But he was in the field tending to sheep.
Yes.
So he already was doing what the kingdom wanted him to do.
That's right.
He already was working. Okay? Already was working.
Well, praise God. We have a few more minutes left here on the radio. And We just have a little technical problems.
No, that
all
was
right,
me. Sorry, out there, ALM. We, you know,
all right.
Pastor Mark,
we got about four more minutes
before
we go off. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But now I tell you what. I want you to try to finish what you were saying. This, you know, this gets good and good by the moment. So go ahead. You were saying something before.
I was talking about the orphan spirit versus the son spirit.
Yes.
And we're talking about destiny and purpose. And I'm going to talk, you know, there's a pull on me right now, since the pull. There are people out here right now that listen to me and Pastor Morgan that you are out of order.
Yes.
You've been hurt and wounded, and your hurt and wound is legitimate. I see that it's a real hurt, and I see that it's a real wound. But you need to get over that hurt and that wound so the kingdom can raise you up into what your destiny is.
Yes.
I want you to repent. Take that hurt and that wound and put it on the altar. I want you to ask for forgiveness for you being rebellious. The scripture says rebellious is that the sin of witchcraft. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft has to do with control.
That's right.
That's all in manipulation, controlling the wind, controlling the air, putting a love spell. When you see it, all that has to do with manipulation and control. It's time that you yield yourself to the kingdom again and give him a yes again. Hallelujah. Give him yes, sir. Give him a yes again. And
yes.
As you give him a yes again and say yes again, that anointing is going to come back. Glory.
Praise God.
When you get back in alignment, you'll find out that you didn't lose no time. You might have been out there 5 years, 10 years, 20 years without being in alignment with anybody, without the headship ministry. As you repent, the kingdom is going to see that repentance, and the kingdom is going to see you bear fruit as you get back in alignment. I had to let that out. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Well, we thank God for our brother Mark being back here with us, and I tell you, this has been good. Now we got to do this again.
because
I'm gonna tell you something. It seems like the more we talk, there's a lot more things we could talk about. So what we're gonna have to do next week, we're gonna have to come back, and we're gonna be on for 45 minutes.
Wow.
Next week because.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's just getting good and good.
Wow.
And good and good. And you don't want to cut it off because
I'm saying, Apostle Mark saying, wow, y'all, because I'm happy and glad. Didn't see that coming. I'm humbled. I feel like just praising him. Hallelujah, because I'm humbled. He doesn't have to
praise
do that,
God.
But he did, and I'm grateful. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, let's just pray for the audience. We got about 1 minute before. Actually, we got 90 seconds before
go ahead,
we go off.
Go ahead, Pastor Morgan, pray.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you
for each person
that is listening to us right now.
Thank you for those who are listening. Thank you very much.
God, I just pray that you would touch and minister to them.
Yes, thank
and
you.
God, those that might be out of order, as
Apostle
Mark has said, God, there are so many misplaced people in the body of Christ.
So many, John.
God, help them to humble themselves.
Help them to humble
repent.
Themselves, yes.
And God, I just pray that. I pray let the anointing of the Holy
Hallelujah.
Ghost rest upon them and
rest
minister to them
in
Jesus' name.
In the concrete lines.
Amen and
amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Again, thank you for listening to Live with Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I want to remind you, on tomorrow, we'll be on at 3 o'clock and on Thursday at 7:30. Tomorrow, my special guest is Prophet Lamar Wheeler. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we'll be talking about faith is the title deed to your blessing.
Wow.
And then next week, we're coming right back with Brother Mark again because we got to keep this thing moving a little bit. We're not finished yet.
Thank you.
We thank you.
And
I want to say to all my audience, when we go off, you can still listen to our episodes, every message we ever preached or people that we had on. May God bless you and have a great evening. is my prayer for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, my brother.